We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And good morning, everybody. Good Thursday to each and every one of you as we get rolling on another edition of Sports Daily. Shane Dennis on one side of the aisle, yours truly on the other. 869-1240 is your path. Right down the middle on the hotline to get on to the show. Max and Mariah Lazo's making the show run smoothly. We appreciate it, each and every one of you, at 869-1240. Shane, you know, one of the underrated two underrated days for college basketball viewing are the Wednesday, Thursday, even Friday, so maybe 3 days, of the conference tournaments. Everyone gets into the NCAA tournaments, understandably so, on Thursday and Friday of next week, and that's pretty hard to beat. But if you're interested in the Colgates versus Bucknells and teams that you don't get to see very often unless you really make a point of it during the regular season, these are a really fun few days. I watched a lot of college basketball yesterday, some of relatively obscure programs, at least for most of us, but still a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, and the two games that normally are kind of just afterthoughts in Kansas City turned out to be thrillers as well. TCU almost gagged away an 18-point lead, and then they finally won against Oklahoma State. That, according to the metrics, will probably get TCU in the tournament. And if they'd lost that game, which would have been an unbelievable choke job if they had, they probably wouldn't be moving on. And how about the Oklahoma finish?
Well, how about Oklahoma?
They need a three-pointer at the buzzer, got it, they reviewed it, and it was determined it was only a two because the kid's toe was on the line. See ya.
Apparently.
That's it.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
West Virginia wins. They're moving on. Obviously heartbreak, but if you're talking about Colgate, you got jubilation. You're going to the big dance, more tickets punched, as they say, and Colgate.
Sure.
Colgate was the most recent one. I didn't realize they're the Red Raiders.
I don't think I did either.
The Colgate Red Raiders.
Yeah,
surely it hadn't
I
been that
have
way.
Been able to pull that.
Surely it hadn't been that way forever, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't
and,
either.
Even in a multiple choice, I probably would have missed that.
Absolutely would have missed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they beat beat Bucknell 94-80. They are 23-10, likely according to Lenardi to be either 15 or 16. So you know they'll have an uphill climb. They'll be like UMBC. So that makes Bradley, Gardner Webb, Liberty, Murray State, Wofford, Iona, Northern Kentucky, Fairleigh Dickinson. Oh boy, a whole bunch of high seeds. Northeastern, North Dakota State, they're 17-15, by the way. And St. Mary's was a real bid stealer. All the rest of these conferences probably only had going to have one team get in anyway. But St. Mary's beating Gonzaga gave them two when St. Mary's probably wouldn't have got in. So they stole a bid.
You know, the thing that's interesting about that, about the crew that you just rolled off, that if you really watch college basketball, it's probably not the list that you would have expected. Now, they're all from one-and-done conferences, but most, in a lot of those, it wasn't the team that won it or that was dominant necessarily during the regular season. It's teams that have kind of snuck up and taken a bid that has been a little bit surprised. And in the grand scheme of things, it probably doesn't mean much because they're generally all one-and-done teams. Mm-hmm. Now, St. Mary's doesn't fit that. I mean, they were the second seed in the West Coast Conference, and that's a 20-plus win team.
Well, Iona, to your point, 17-15.
Right. Yeah.
They're, Gardner-Webb is an 11-loss team. Missouri, out of the Missouri Valley, Bradley lost 14 games. I think they were the 5 or the 6 seed. So, yeah, it's not like, you know, The only thing it did really was break the hearts of the regular season studs slash champions if they were different than like Wofford, for example. Wofford, what have they won, 21 games in a row or something? So
yeah,
that's not a surprise out of the Southern. But big, unbelievable schedule today. I mean, you,
oh my God,
there's a thousand games today. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's good, and it's right from the time that we get off the air.
Yep.
It's good to go.
And a bit of breaking news, kind of, from our PD, Tony Dusing. In addition to having the American games, USF and UConn coming up, tip-off at high noon, and then Tulane and Memphis after that, we also have the ability to kind of have a live listen-in to the ACC and the Big Ten as well.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, if you're cruising around today, running errands, you can be kept up to speed not only from the American games, but the ACC and the Big Ten. And then, of course, we'll have KU in Texas with the tip-off at 8:30 tonight. One other bit of college basketball news, and I just saw it. I don't know if you did or not, Bruce, but did you hear that Will Wade, who was the head coach at LSU, he was suspended indefinitely because of the FBI wiretap. He first said, or his lawyer or lawyers first said, he's not going to say anything until after the trial. Okay. But just recently, he released a statement, Will Wade did, saying he wants his job back. It made it sound made it sound pretty simple. I will, I'll read the statement verbatim so we can digest this, okay? And this apparently just happened. Statement by Coach Will Wade. This morning, I advised President Alexander, Athletic Director Joe Oliva, and the LSU Board of Supervisors that I would like to resume my duties as head basketball coach. Last week, when the university decided to place me on administrative leave, I accepted the decision without complaint, as I knew they wanted time to reflect on the flurry of media reports. With the benefit of a week to consider the circumstances, I believe university officials should allow me to resume my duties. I understand that in today's hyper-intense media environment, it is extremely difficult for any organization, particularly a public university, to stand firm in the face of rumors, leaks, and innuendo. All right, I'm going to stop there. This is Will Wade's statement. Standing firm in the face of rumors, leaks, and innuendo? Nothing about an FBI wiretap is about rumor, leak, or innuendo, or anything about a federal trial. Am I off there?
No.
Okay.
No. We live in a curious age of people just making claims and expecting people to take it as fact. Fake news. I mean, the whole way that it started. I mean, and just because I say it so means that that's the way it is.
Right.
I mean, please, come on, stop it.
So I'm not the only one that finds that.
No, that doesn't elicit a double take. That elicits slack jaw
or laughter. Okay, continuing on. Will Wade's statement. Okay. In this case, the simple truth is I have been placed on leave because I exercised my right not to submit to a joint LSU/NCAA interview on the exact same subject matter at issue in an impending federal criminal trial in New York. My legal counsel advised the university that it would be wholly inappropriate for me or anyone to submit to an interview under these circumstances. Declining to be interviewed was a difficult decision for me, as I would like to cooperate fully with all parties, particularly LSU. To be clear, however, all I've done is follow the prudent advice of counsel to exercise my constitutional rights to due process. Given these facts, I don't believe it is appropriate for me to be relieved of my duties. We have a great basketball program made up of excellent student athletes and quality coaches. The players who've given their all for this institution, the students and alumni who are devoted to LSU, and fans all across Louisiana and beyond deserve to see this team fulfill its destiny. I love LSU and everything it stands for. What I'm asking for is the right to do my job while exercising my constitutional rights. I don't think that's too much to ask. That's Will Wade's statement this morning to the president and the AD at LSU.
Well, I wonder what the response will be.
I, I kind of side with Dan Wolkin, friend of the show and USA Today columnist, when he says, good luck with all that.
Yeah, good luck with that indeed.
When he's his second to the last sentence, what I'm asking for is the right to do my job while exercising my constitutional rights. It's not your right to do your job if your employer thinks you're guilty of wire fraud, you know, of not wire fraud necessarily.
Of federal offenses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Not jaywalking, federal offenses.
Yeah, and that's we didn't have any time at all to digest this, but it came across Twitter 33 minutes ago. That's when I saw it. So that was the statement in full by Will Wade to his superiors at LSU. And since it's on Twitter, obviously it's a plea to everybody, really, that he wants his job back.
He wants the indignation of the social media world to work in his favor. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, you know, the folks at LSU have been consistent and have taken a fairly hard line on this. Shane,
I said the other day, nothing has changed from the time Will Wade was on that phone until last week. Nothing broke except for the actual wiretap itself. You know, so he either didn't tell LSU very much or anything, or explained, hey, this is what I meant when I said this all those months ago. Right? I mean,
right.
What was LSU, what were they supposed to do? First of all, I didn't think they'd do anything, but they did. So I was way off on that one. They suspended him while they had a chance, if nothing else, just to catch their breath and say, okay, what do we do next? Let's get all our ducks in a row. Regardless of what decision we're going to make, we need some time to, like I said, get all of our ducks in a row. Is this a fireable offense? I mean, let's start there. Are we going to fire Will Wade? How does he survive this? If he does, when are we going to reinstate him? I mean, they're absolutely within their rights to do what they did and at least look better than some of these other universities, like Arizona, for example. Look better than them, like they at least kind of care about following the letters of the NCAA and the real law all at once by suspending the guy in question. And now, after about, three or four days of silence, Will Wade finally does churn out a statement, says, I kindly job.
Yeah, his legal counsel does, at any rate. Yeah. And so we'll see where the thing plays out. It's a sticky wicket, isn't it? I mean, it really is. So there will be... but I applaud the folks at LSU, their administration, their president, for taking a stand on this. And we'll see how firm they are on that, because there's levels of interpretation on the wiretap, and I've read the transcripts. I'm sure most people have, and I suppose
it's impossible not to jump to conclusions when you read that.
It is. It's pretty hard not to. I agree, and I guess pragmatically by the legal letter of the law and interpretation, Maybe you read into it something differently, or maybe there's enough gray area that you can't read into it specifically.
But that's what his lawyers are up against. Know. That's their job.
I mean, I don't know. If it's a cluck, it sounds like a chicken to me. So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
But, well, and that's why we'll wait and see before we, you know, crucify him. But sounds bad. I don't think there's any other way to slice it. Sounds bad.
Right.
And so with that,
Well, Shane, at the very least, Shane, what school wants their basketball coach being subpoenaed in a trial ongoing federal trial about corruption in college basketball, as he and Sean Miller have at Arizona. I mean, they're going to be testifying come April. I mean, that in and of itself, I don't know. No, that may not be in and of itself a fireable offense. I'm not saying that, but man, the optics that you just. Those are the types of things you just don't want for your program, and especially something like LSU, which has been down and out for so long, and now all of a sudden is this program that is winning SECs and going to be a high seed in the NCAA tournament, and then you have all of this going along. How does the narrative look?
Mm-hmm.
How does the narrative sound? It sounds exactly – it's blue chips.
It is.
Really, I mean, when you stop, I mean, you put this side by side. So
what was Nick Nolte's school? Western State?
Western State, right
next to LSU, and it looks a lot alike.
And it's the story of LSU.
Nick Nolte got tired of getting his ass kicked, and Will Wade, it's a little different. Will Wade hadn't been at LSU as long as Nick Nolte had been at Western State, but that's the optics. It's what it looks like.
Sure.
Let's go.
That's what it looks like.
Let's go
that's
do
right.
it.
Not let's, trying to be silly.
No, let's go do what's necessary to get better. What's it going to take?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Let's go get some Jimmies and Joes.
Ricky Rowe wanted a
let's
tractor.
Let's not worry about how we do it.
Yep.
Off we go.
Neon Badeau wanted a car, so they gave him a car. Can't remember Penny Hardaway's name.
Yeah.
But he was.
I don't either, but like I said, that movie was solid.
And that movie was way ahead of its time.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there any way LSU can't cave now? Can they?
I mean, this thing is played out. I've guessed wrong pretty much all the way down the line on this. Now, I originally thought that it would be something when it broke that could change the face of college basketball. I obviously was wrong about that. It still could, maybe. Still could, but it sent more tremors than anything else. And, and there hasn't been anything really transformational about the whole thing, at least that we've seen yet. I was wrong on LSU taking a stand on it, and... So I don't know. The answer is I don't know. I'll just have to wait and see and watch like everyone else because I don't know. Is it too big of a genie to be put back in the bottle? I don't know.
If you let him coach and then it's determined that, yeah, it's about what we thought that phone call was about, then LSU looks way worse.
Pretty bad.
Because they had him under their thumb. They caved, let him coach. And why else would they let him coach? Because they got a chance to go to the Final Four. That's why.
Well, sure.
You know?
They have the personnel right now in place to win games in the NCAA tournament. With all due respect to Will Wade, I don't know. I don't know how much of a difference he makes as a head coach with that group. I don't know. I mean, it's his team. But
so they'll crank it up. Not them. They don't play today, I don't think. But they'll crank it up in Nashville, start the SEC tournament. To our point about so many games today, NC State beat Clemson yesterday, kind of bolstered their chances, so they, quote-unquote, helped themselves. In the Big 8, Big 8, in the Big 12 today, Iowa State plays Baylor, and... As we mentioned earlier, we will have American games for you right here, starting with South Florida and UConn on the air right at noon for the opening tap on KFH, followed by Tulane and Memphis, a couple of those first games. TCU survived last night, as we mentioned, against Oklahoma State. They will play Kansas State at 1:30 without Dean Wade, who's doubtful for the Big 12 tournament with a foot injury. Creighton will try to play its way on the correct side of the bubble. They'll play Xavier today. That's also at 1:30. Nebraska survived last night in the Big Ten tournament. You heard that one here on KFH. They'll take on number 21 Maryland today, shortly before 2. That'll be a tall task because I think Nebraska was a 12, yeah. I think, or something to play Maryland, who's a 5. Washington, one of the only two teams in the Pac-12 that probably will get in. They play USC, them, and maybe Arizona State, the only two teams out of a really weak Pac-12.
God, it's bad, too.
Colorado. Can Colorado play their way onto the right side of the bubble with a run?
They play Oregon State.
They play Oregon State
Even
today.
Then, yep. I don't know how much the needle moves. I mean, Oregon State's, what, an 18-win team or something like that? I mean, the league's bad.
It is.
The
I
league's
know.
Just not very good. I mean, I'm watching Arizona and USC yesterday, and it's like, God, come on. I mean,
Arizona I thought, bombed out again. What's happening?
And I mean, look bad doing it, Shane. Really look bad doing it. USC was okay. Benny Boatwright's a nice player.
Seems like he's been there for 10 years, by the way.
Yeah, I know. He has been, hasn't he? He is one of those guys that never seems to leave. But I didn't see a good team. And then Colorado and Cal. Now, Cal has gotten better at the end of the season. They got a 7-2 guy in the middle. That's interesting. But Colorado didn't look very good, I didn't think. Oh, he turned it over like 22 or 23 times.
Scored 56 or 58 points or something.
Oh, my God. But they won for the 20th time. Tads won 9 of their last 11 games. So they played well down the stretch. I think they have considerable more work to do to be considered for NCAA tournament stuff. Wichita State and East Carolina. We'll break it down when we come back. Shane and Bruce with you this morning. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.